This is Annie Stevens Gleason, Minister for Worship and Incorporation at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'd like to welcome you to our worship podcast.
Good morning. This is the Reverend Dr. Herschel Wade here to join you for morning prayer on Thursday, March 7, 2024. Today is the feast day of Perpetua and Felicity. And so today's readings will be from Hebrews chapter 10, 32 through 39. And the gospel reading will be the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 24, 9 through 15. Today's psalm will be Psalm 124, which begins on 781, if you'd like to mark it at this time. Please join me on page 27 on our Book of Common Prayer as we prepare our hearts and minds to worship God as a new day begins. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and repents of evil. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. For the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you for all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Lord, open our lips and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Come and let us adore him. We would now say together the Jubilate found on page 82 in our Book of Common Prayer. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. Psalm 124, found on page 781 in our Book of Common Prayer. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel now say, if the Lord had not been on our side, when enemies rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up alive in their fierce anger towards us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us and the torrent gone over us. Then would the raging waters have gone right over us. Blessed be the Lord. He has not given us over to the prey for their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of a fowler. The snare is broken and we have escaped. For our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forevermore. Amen. A reading from Paul's letters to the Hebrews. I recall those earlier days when, after you had been enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to abuse and persecution, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion with those who were in prison, and you cheerfully accepted the plundering of your possessions, knowing You yourselves possess something better and more lasting. Do not, therefore, abandon that confidence of yours. It brings a great reward. For when you need endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet, in a little while, the one who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. My soul takes no pleasure in anyone who shrinks back. But we are not among those who shrink back and so are lost, but among those who have faith and so are saved. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'm going to say together the Song of Mary the Magnificat on page 91 in the Book of Common Prayer. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed, and the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered the promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Then they will hand you over to be tortured and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. Then many will fall away, and they will betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. But anyone who endures to the end will be saved. And this good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations. And then the end will come. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We will now say together the Apostles' Creed, found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us do the suffrages be on page 98. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Govern and uphold them now and always. Day by day, we bless you. We praise your name forever. Lord, keep us from sin all day. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy. Lord, show us your love and mercy, for we put our trust in you. And you, Lord, is our hope. And we shall never hope in vain. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemy, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversary. through the might of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God, the King of Saints, you have strengthened your servants Perpetua and Felicitas and their companions to make a good confession, staunchly resisting for the cause of Christ the claims of human affection and encouraging one another in their time of trial. Grant that we who cherish their blessed memory may share their pure and steadfast faith and win with them the palm of victory through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive the supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You're invited now to offer your intercessions and thanksgiving. Almighty God, you've given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. You have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more things than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.